When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Too little, too late, y'all. The Astros drop game one, 3-1 to the Detroit Tigers. Game one of the AL Wild Card Series. Astros going to need a big-time win tomorrow to keep this thing alive. I'm looking at Brian McTaggart right now. Bro, I didn't know this. Brian McTaggart just told me via Twitter that the Astros have lost 6 playoff games in a row at home. I don't know that Astros fans needed to hear that.
That goes back to last year and that anomalous, you know, garbage about them not playing well at home.
Sure.
Clearly not a situation this year. So,
yeah.
That's almost like, you know, franchise records against certain opponents in any sport, especially football, though, since every roster changes like by 50% from 1 year to the next. It means absolutely nothing.
You hear that, Brian? Your tweet means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, bro. Get that garbage out of here. Like, I love Brian McTaggart's tidbits and all that stuff, but that is that's poop.
Yeah, look here, to just recap the game real quick. Framber Valdez gives up 3 runs in the second inning, all off of singles. He throws 78 pitches in 4 1/3 inning. He gets pulled after those 78 pitches. I think of note in the relievers, Ronel Blanco threw 2 innings, threw 50 pitches. So Sean, as Sean said a little earlier, Blanco's probably not going to be available tomorrow. And Yordan Alvarez was active, was good to go today, and he was 2 for 4 at the plate. He did have a strikeout. But he was 2 for 4 at the plate. So, Sean, look, clearly missing that Guardians series didn't bother Yordan Alvarez too much.
No, you know, if there's any cause for concern in me, it's that we still haven't seen if the guy can run a lick or not. I thought we were going to have the opportunity a couple of different times. He wound up on second base with less than 2 outs. And, you know, the first time they didn't move him over. I don't think the Astros, up until the 9th inning, had a runner make it to third base all game long. And in the 9th inning, when Alvarez got on with a leadoff double, they promptly pinch run for him with Zach DeCinzo. So it is a big deal because you're going to need the guy's bat in the lineup. When you're only able to scratch 1 run across and you're out hit 10-7 today and what we already knew was going to be a fantastic pitching matchup, you know it's going to be another tough one tomorrow regardless of who the Tigers have on the mound for them. You do have Hunter Brown. The bats are just going to have to come alive. If Yordan gets on, I want to see him run. How well, that's going to be a question.
Well, I'd like for everybody to be swinging the bats well enough, Bijani. We ain't got to worry about it, right? He's going to need a little help tomorrow. Today was too little, too late. It was very dramatic, and it was fun to watch, but it was too little, too late. So these bats got to get rolling a little bit earlier tomorrow for Hunter Brown. Here is Joe Espada talking about who's going to start tomorrow's game, as well as a little bit on Fromber's performance here tonight or today in Game 1.
Joe, who will start for you tomorrow?
Hunter Brown.
And what did you see from Fromber today, just overall?
You know what? I thought his stuff overall was good. Just this, you know, his sinker was staying kind of up in the zone a bit, and they got some pretty good swings on those pitches. You know, he battled through five. He gave us a shot there, but I just thought that usually when you see that sinker getting away from righties and you start seeing ground balls and the swing and miss on curveballs, that's a sign of where Fromber stands that day. But I give it to him. He battled. He gave us five innings to give us a chance to win.
Gave you a chance to win, just those three runs early, man. You didn't have enough firepower at the plate to get back get back to it. But big news is, again, the Yordan Alvarez is swinging it well, and that's the bat that changes your lineup. Bregman swung it well today. I mean, hit one off the top of the wall.
Yeah, inches away from a homer.
If it gets out, then you got a chance. Diaz came through with a clutch single late. I mean, it's just that it was, again, you got to get this thing cranking a little bit earlier with all these guys around Yordan Alvarez.
If there's, to me, there's a lot of silver lining. And look, it means nothing, especially when your season's on the line tomorrow. But maybe it does in the game tomorrow. You had a number of very important at-bats today throughout the course of this game in which, the Astros are, one, trying to get out of a situation on defense, but then trying to create some havoc offensively. And you mentioned Yiner Diaz right now. What a hell of an at-bat in his final plate appearance. He quickly goes down 0-2, swings at a ball just in the left-hand batter's box, got a splinter of wood on that ball that caused it to hit the dirt before the catcher had corralled it. Umpires had to convene, and then he comes through. I can't tell you how many times where we're sitting here doing a show at night, me and PC just look at each other and we're shaking our head, pounding the desk, pissed off. And then a moment later, Yiner comes up with a big hit. He does that, routinely. McCormick came up with a big at-bat today. Victor Caratini came up with a big at-bat today. Yordan Alvarez, Gimpy on one good knee, gave you a couple of hits and put himself in scoring position twice. So if they can put that all together and get it reciprocated with good defense and more good pitching tomorrow, Clint, you have to feel really good about this ball club.
I feel good about this ball club any way you slice it. With the exception of being down 1-0 in a three-game series, I feel good about the Astros, man. This is where that championship DNA, this is where it shows up, and this is where a lot of teams will blink and be overwhelmed and not put their best foot forward. I believe the Astros are going to do that. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Here's another quick stat that we'll see if Sean Bajani poo-poos this one right here. Valdez, his tough outing today of, again, 4 1/3 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, and 3 Ks. His last 4 playoff starts have been rough, man. 4 1/3 today, giving up 3 earned, 5 innings against Texas, and giving up 5 earned. These are obviously last year. 2 2/3 innings pitched against Texas, giving up 4 earned. And 4 1/3 against Minnesota, giving up 5 earned. Fromber's not been good in the playoffs of late, at least his last 4 starts. So hopefully
last year and this year combined.
Hopefully, if we see him again this year, we got some work to do before that happens. But if we see him again this year, hopefully he can put an end to that mess.
I think you have to believe that he will too. I mean, we've seen Fromber Valdez pitch like a Cy Young caliber pitcher, this entire second half of the season, and more times than not this year. He's very capable. Last year, he went into the season as the team's de facto ace until they got Justin Verlander back. This year, he's basically become the ace with Justin Verlander being on the shelf with injury and not being himself. But thank God you've got a guy like Hunter Brown to hopefully be a stopper tomorrow, who is very much looking like the ace that he was projected to be.
5 o'clock fire.
You mentioned Verlander right there, Justin Verlander. There's a little bit of news that broke earlier today. By 10 a.m. this morning, they had to decide, the Astros, that is, of who was going to be on the playoff roster. And a big question, I think the thought of whether he had pitched well enough to be on this roster, I think most of us knew the answer to that. But what the Astros would do, I think, is a different question. You've got Justin Verlander, Joe Espada, Dana Brown. Those are the guys that got to talk to him face-to-face. And let's be honest, about 10 days ago, two Fridays ago, you mentioned it, you time-stamped it. Justin Verlander, look, he took Dana Brown and Joe Espada. He let him off the hook when he is himself said, look, I would understand. I've not pitched well enough. He even made it sound like he came back too early and the injury was still an issue. Right. And so he really put it out there several days ago for Joe Espada and Dana Brown to feel comfortable in having this conversation with Justin Verlander.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.